fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th day of April. The prepper tip today is to get spare parts for your rifle. That would be springs, extractors, and firing pins. If you don't have a clue what to do or how to do it, visit with a certified gunsmith. That would be a bona fide gunsmith, a graduate of gunsmithing school, not some hobbyist who works on a kitchen table, and they will help you get what you need. It would be a crying shame to have that $1,000 or $2,000 rifle become a door stopper because you didn't buy a $1 spring. So that's your prepper tip today. We have patiently waiting, because he's such a patient guy, in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. I got a follow-up on that after the introduction. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, more in a way as he gets time, Advanced Amateur Archaeologist, and a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John.
Jim, very I have to good. Apologize. I don't have the article in front of me. Near Cornell University, there is a real upscale private school, the elementary school. The students are the children of the professors at Cornell University. And right now, on the 12th day of April, 2023, those students are wearing masks. They're not allowed to talk during lunch, and the marching band has to wear a mask while they're marching and attempting to play their wind instruments. That's going on as we speak right now, Jim.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow is right.
Yeah. What do you say? You know, talk about being trapped into, the ultimate woke culture. These poor kids.
Yeah, it's a shame. And apparently, and of course you ran into this when you were a professor at Cornell University, the men and women who are professors there right now, they're indoctrinated to not speak up against anything. It's become who they are. They can't speak out against anything, it seems like. Would that be an accurate assessment, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And when I was there, I had a big blowout with the science, physics, space science, astronomy, astrophysics, all of those departments are very big at Cornell, and astronomy is, excuse me, the top of the pile, the pyramid, so to speak. But I went around and I sent out basically was an accusation letter saying that NASA and the space scientists for NASA that work at Cornell, many of whom did not teach, they were just resident scientists, were faking the data. Then I went around to the faculty, and that was an eye-opener. And the, many of them stood up and said, you know, we can't say anything.
Right.
I walked into the geology department, and that was headed by one of the team of Carl Sagan, who took Belikovsky down in the 1974 American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting.
Right.
And I had a meeting with one of the untenured faculty members there. And he saw me come in, and I was talking to the secretary, and he screams out, says, if anybody talks to McCanny, they will not get tenure in this department. That was the, what the guy screamed, and everybody could hear it, you know, and clearly the guy that I was supposed to meet with did not come out.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's you know, politically, you know, correct. You have to follow the party line to the T, or yeah, you won't get tenure, even if you have tenure. I went into the office of the head of the newly formed astronomy and archaeology, astroastronomy department. And he stood up and he shook my hand and he says, there's, you know, I would lose my department, I would lose my staff, my, you know, he had worked all these years to get this department officially formed. He said, I'd lose all of this if I said anything to support you. You know, and that's the state of things there. So that was back then, and I'm sure it's 10 times worse now.
I'm sure it is.
That wrote a book about that at Cornell at the time. It was a woman, and she named people ahead of departments and mentioned the people like the various heads of Doug Fitchin, who was the head of the physics department at the time, and was instrumental in, he was the front man to remove me from my physics position. Excuse me, I have a little cough here this morning.
Right.
But, you know, there was a book about exactly that, the craziness in the faculty at Cornell, and it's just insane.
You mentioned the geology department. It brought to mind a place in Texas. It's a small city, Rockwall, Texas. Have you ever heard of Rockwall, Texas?
No.
Well, it's a matter of archaeology. The evidence I've seen is clearly there's a human-built stone wall that is in that neighborhood. And I saw a documentary where they're attempting to demonstrate to people it was not human-made. And they interviewed several people who lived there, and their expert was a geologist, not an archaeologist or a stonemason, but a geologist, which I thought was kind of unusual, that they would use that expertise instead of an archaeologist or a stonemason to observe and analyze this stone wall as to whether it was or was not human built. Don't you find that unusual?
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, it's pretty clear if something's man-made versus a natural, naturally occurring situation. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it says here. I know what you think about Wikipedia. You don't like it, and for very reason. For very good reason. But it says a naturally jointed geological formation that has the appearance of an artificial wall. Well, now we have ground-penetrating radar. You can see this thing goes in a perfectly straight line for hundreds of yards. makes a right angle for another hundreds of yards, then another right angle and goes straight as an arrow for another hundred yards, several hundred yards.
Yeah, this is not a natural.
Nature does not like right angles, does it?
Well, and straight lines, and that's what they. If you have an AI package that say examines photographs of say the moon or something, you know what they're looking for are things like that, and that's a clear indicator that there is something unnatural. You know, not a natural cause that built it.
Absolutely. Well, this gives us a segue into the archaeological update for the week, sir, if you have one for us.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's really an amazing one. I love when people send things in, when listeners send in information, and this came from a listener. Excuse me. And it's about the Olosaka cult of Hopi Indians. Now, this book was retrieved and republished here recently. It's from 1899, and it was originally published in the American Anthropologist in the July issue of 1899. Then it was reprinted by Putnam and Sons, which is a New York publishing house, and also in 1899. But it deals with this researcher who went out into, he was researching Hopi legends, etc. at the time. Something I happen to know quite a bit about myself. But this is 1899, and he, for maybe 10 or 20 years, had been researching out in the field. So he found out about this cave, and he went in, and he removed a couple of artifacts, which he thought, you know, nobody had been to in potentially decades. And the Hopi immediately sent out a contingency of their priests saying, please return these. Which he did, and but anyway, they deal with horned. These are, let's say, like Kachina dolls, basically.
Right.
And the Kachina dolls basically deal with comets. When Hale-Bopp was coming through the solar system, the Hopi said that they were the blue and the red Kachina, and they thought that what Hale-Bopp was the anticipation of a larger one coming in later, and that's something that I did. I spent some time researching and actually went to South America with equipment, and that's when I realized that Hale-Bopp was what Harrington had discovered. And so anyway, eventually I wrote my book, The Planet X Update 2020, The Real History of Planet X, describing Hale-Bopp as literally Planet X, the thing that Harrington had discovered, and they knew how big it was, etc. But anyway, the Hopi Indians, the Kachina dolls, have to do with comets. Now, there's another character called Kokopelli, and it's a long-haired, it's always characterized as a flute-playing guy dancing with long hair flowing behind him, which right. would represent a comet. And the flute playing has to do with the noise, the electromagnetic noise that airs in the atmosphere that it occurs when a large comet is passing through the solar system. But in my early work dealing with comets, I realized that this horned comet, this was, there were many references to this, but it has to do with the way the electrical discharge occurs when it gets near something with a large magnetic field, like Jupiter, like the Sun, or like Earth. And we have a moon that circles Jupiter right now. It's called Io. It's the closest of the Galilean moons to Jupiter, and it has a set of horns that connect with Jupiter, one to the North Pole and one to the South Pole. So at any rate, tomorrow night on my show, I'm going to go into the physics of how all of this works. But anyway, this was an amazing find. This book is called The Olosaka Cult of the Hopi Indians by Walter, but it's by J. Walter Fuques. It's spelled F-E-W-K-E-S.
All right. before we get to our next caller, you may be aware, Jim, the Hopi elders visited the United Nations twice, once in the early 50s, the next time, I believe, 1992, to warn the world. Are we aware of that, sir?
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't have time to go on that right now, but they did go there to, they thought they were doing the right thing. It was the tenth of December, 1992, is when they did this message to the United Nations and the world. Our caller here, Jim, is Mark in Tennessee. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I was calling in when you were talking about Rockwall, Texas. So I'm a truck driver, and I'm not sure, John, what how in depth or what specials you've seen on that, but I want to say I saw this one special on it or whatever. It was a YouTube clip or whatever. It was pretty in-depth. And that how probably in the early 1900s, or maybe it was late 1800s, when they found this thing, they also found a doorway, and they got a bunch of people. It was a metal door. It took a while to get through it, and they went in and found a huge metal cauldron and a metal bed frame, and I thought it was like 12 feet long or whatever, and a giant bird cage inside this place. It scared the heck out of people. They heard like a bunch of like clamoring or something still way back deep inside this this entrance or whatever, and the people just got too scared. They came out, closed the door, covered it up, and I want to say the guy that discovered it was something like Van Buren or something. He had some name or something like that, almost like a title name or whatever. And actually, he was named, or he earned the title of Tomb Raider. And even though they had the Laura Croft character named after it, but also Indiana Jones was basically modeled after the guy that kind of discovered this. And I'm not sure if you you looked into that. And then the other thing,
deep. That's a fascinating story, right?
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to talk about, and you guys immediately hit right on after that, I was going to ask Professor McCanny. So I thought I had heard that we were going to have another comet pass over this Easter weekend, but I guess that did not happen. Maybe I misheard somebody else. But I want to say, like, back in the 90s, there was, like, some kind of, like, news broadcast saying that, oh, in the year 25, 26, 27, 28, it was going to be like a big comet that was going to hit us, but then like they were like, oh, but you know, it's so far off or whatever. When do you think the next big threat like that is coming?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I see stuff all the time, and every day on YouTube there's something else. It's to the point where I would spend all my time looking at these things if I really took anything seriously. So what I do is, there's a very simple test, and that is, if somebody's presenting something, are they presenting it with astronomical information in the format that's internationally accepted for orbital determinations, etc.? And if not, if it's, you know, then it really has no basis.
Yeah, you hear stuff all the time, but, like, it never really pans out. So I know that a lot of it's clickbait. So I was just wondering if you knew. So, all right, well, thank you then.
Okay. There's at least half a dozen videos on YouTube about the what appears to be man-made, human-made rock wall at Rockwall, Texas. Okay. Jim, any updates on the wing generator? We haven't talked about the wing generator in quite a while.
There's a lot going on in the background, and it just continues to move. There's a lot of interest, but it's a politically heated item, and it's amazing to see how the major corporations putting in three-blade wind turbines can ignore it. You know,
right.
So
we need to get blueprints of those machines with the built-in motor to make it look like they're actually making electricity when they're not.
yeah.
Here's our break. We're gonna call and hold. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where to fall? Many men.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. At my website, you'll find some beautiful parcels of real estate for sale. The three-bedroom home in Bismarck has been sold. A gentleman from California is buying that. And we have on hold here my neighbor, Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, I had the... I keep the window open in my bedroom, and I was listening to the coyotes do their evening songs. That's part of living in the Ozarks, is hearing the coyotes, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we heard some whippoorwills last night.
They always have a nice song also. Well, the Log Lodge is still available. It's a high-end bed and breakfast right now, with clientele, repeat clientele from Europe and from Asia, men and women who could easily afford to vacation in the French Riviera, Hawaii, Tokyo, any place they chose, because they have that financial ability, don't they, Linda?
They do. They love this area. I think most people are amazed when they come here how beautiful it is.
Absolutely. So, as I like to say, some people go on vacation, other people live there. And that's where you and I live. We live where people go on vacation, don't we?
It is. Yes, it is.
That's very special. Very special. Well, the Log Lodge has, in the great room, it's what, a 30-foot ceiling?
It's a 30-foot ceiling, yes.
And that's amazing. We encourage people to look at the photographs. If you'd like to live in a neighborhood, this property is not marked anywhere else. We want to make sure we only end up with conservative Christian patriot neighbors. And that's why it's only being promoted on my website. A beautiful home that's tastefully decorated, tastefully furnished, all of which is a negotiable thing because you and your husband have all the decorations and furniture you need. You don't need two houses full of it, do you?
No, we don't. We're hoping that whoever does purchase it right wants it to just the way it is, and they can walk in and live there or walk in and use it as a Airbnb, whatever they'd like. It's ready to go.
Now, a person could buy it, have it continue as an Airbnb until it's time for them to move in themselves and just stop taking reservations at that time, couldn't they?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you pick and choose when you want to rent it out. We use it, you know, ourselves for family gatherings and things like that, of course.
Absolutely. Well, a dozen people could live there and not feel too jammed up. It is that big, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it's a rather unique home. It's amazing. It's funny that it's as big as it is, but yet it still gives you a nice, homey, cozy feeling also.
It really does. The area around there hasn't changed since Davy Crockett was alive. It's just forest, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yes, and one of my favorite rooms is the... It walks out off of the master bedroom. I call it the cobblestone room. It's a screened-in porch. It's about 18 foot square, and it's just surrounded by woods. It's just wonderful. It's just a beautiful room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this home was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. There's not many homes that you can buy on the market that have had that status, but that's the status of this place. Go to my website. Check out the photographs. If you like what you see, get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with Linda. She'll send you a very nice video. And if you want to take the next step and have a showing, we'll work around the bed and breakfast schedule to make sure there's a showing, won't we, Linda?
Yes, and if you're coming in from out of town, out of state, we'd gladly host you, you know, for a weekend or a few days through the week or whatever to see how you like the feel of it.
Well, that would be nice. That would be a great opportunity. That's a rare opportunity, quite frankly. There aren't many homes for sale in the country where you can stay there for a weekend and just get a chance to feel what it feels like. That's a very rare opportunity,
exactly.
Isn't it, Linda? Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Linda,
I think.
Thank you. Anything else before we get away here?
No, John. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'll be mulching and working in the flower beds.
I'm going to be starting in a pistol myself and maybe riding my triumph. Thank you, Linda. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they listen to live to the archives, if you would, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 23rd year commercial-free. And then it re-airs a number of other times. excuse me. I have this pesky little cough today. And all of the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from your page.
All right. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information, more than 200 articles and videos on COVID, the COVID clot shot vaccination, articles and videos by world-class scientists such as Dr. Michael Yeadon, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, warning us, telling us, that the COVID vaccination and the boosters were intentionally designed to hurt and kill people by design with intent at thelibertyman.com. Interesting products that will help you there, achieve your goals. If you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. You do, quite frankly. What are you waiting for? You have issues with sleep, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The Liberator Rocket Heater has a sale going on until the end of this month, Saturday the 29th at midnight. The sale ends, $500 off the Liberator Rocket Heater. stay warm and cozy, and save money. I heated my home this winter for $160 a month, burning wood pellets. I could have burned regular firewood and had no charge for heating my home. So it's your choice. Wood pellets are regular firewood with Liberty Rocket Heater. The stoves are in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanney, his website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, this year we're starting to build up to the end of or the peak of the next solar cycle. So that's interesting. There's a lot of speculation, but it seems that it's getting back to normal. The previous solar cycle, number 24, was extremely low. And that was because Hale-Bopp had drained the solar capacitor throughout the 1990s and early 2000s. So anyway, I'll be talking more about that on my show tomorrow night, the physics of that. But the it seems we're getting back to normal in terms of the strength of the sun. So that's just an interesting fact that when a big comet comes through the solar system, draining the solar capacitor, that's how long it takes for that capacitor to build back up again. That's how much energy it takes to create a planet.
I touched on something briefly right before the break. I've confirmed through a private source that these three-blade generators that are so, so massive actually have electric motors that make the blades spin, making it appear like they're making electricity when, in fact, they're only consuming electricity.
Right.
That's public exposure of that should be enough to bring all that expensive silliness to an end, don't you think, Jim?
Yeah, but what's going on is the government, the federal government, is pumping money into tax incentives and other types of incentives. So people are putting these in just for the tax incentives. And what they do is they'll come in and bribe local officials, pay off local residents who think they're getting a good deal, who don't know that their property values are going to go down into the basement as soon as one of those things is installed.
Right.
That they're going to have health issues.
Wait a minute. What health issues? What's the source of the health issues, if you know, sir?
The electromagnetic noise. And
And
the physical noise. If you are subjected to unwanted noise, physical noise, sound, that affects your health because you can't get rid of it.
Right.
Imagine all those nice quiet nights where you're talking about the whippoorwills or the coyotes, you know.
Right.
But imagine a machine right next to you that's causing this noise, and then based in addition to that, electromagnetic radiation, high frequency, because they are converting that low frequency spinning into a high frequency to create the electricity.
Right.
That this affects your health. So now people will not be able to sell their house. The few people that sell their a lease to these companies, these corrupt companies, maybe think they're going to walk away with a good deal, but really they're not. They're going to basically affect their health. So what is your health worth? And the health of your neighbors.
Well, on my trips, road trip to visit my daughter in Metro Seattle, I've driven past some of these wind farms. And typically, I don't see homes very nearby. Is what my observation has been. How far away or how close would you have to be to affect these adverse health situations, if you know, Jim?
Oh, maybe half a mile.
Okay. About 880 yards is half a mile. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because there, after that, you know, natural ambient noise would overcome the. excuse me. It would overcome the noise from these wind turbines, and the same with the electromagnetic noise. After a certain distance, it just, it spreads out and it doesn't affect as much, but. There are people with these right in their backyard, And then they complain and they find out that the, you know, they have no ability to, for any recourse.
No. They volunteered for it.
Right. Right. So anyway.
Tucker Carlson has been exposing the killing of whales off the East Coast due to, these wind turbines being put in out in the ocean, not far from the coast.
Well, what happens is they disrupt the sonar of the whales. And so they get confused and then they beach. You know, some of them will swim up. They lose direction and they swim up on the beach and die. But also it scares all the fish away. So their food is no longer there in their traditional areas where they get. And of course, none of this comes out in the environmental impact statements that should have been done, which are not done. There's good examples like Block Island up off the coast of Massachusetts, where they put these in. And Block Island is a traditional fishing area. So their fishing is ruined. These things really don't work. So the promise of them getting very cheap electricity never came through. And, you know, it's just a big disaster, yet they keep trying to put these things in.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, commercial fishermen work hard. It's hard, dangerous work. They make a good living at it, and they deserve every penny they make. But their careers, frequently, their business has been ruined, haven't they?
Right, and there's no recourse for them either. Because the nobody's responsible. And that's the thing, when these companies come in and sign contracts or set up contracts, there's nothing to take them down, to remove them when they don't work, to mitigate the loss of income, the loss of value and property and everything else that goes with it. And it's set up, you have to understand that these companies will come in, set it up, get the tax credits, and within a year they sell it off to somebody else. So it's this chain of custody that who do you sue? And of course, these poor people are left there, and the city or the county or the state, whoever. I just heard of one that's going in Arkansas, and they've been working on this for literally like a decade. And the local people are just barely finding out about it as it's starting to be put in.
Right. Well, these contracts are written by firms like Ropes and Gray out of Boston. They have more than 1,000 lawyers spread out all over the world. I did an investigation on their behalf. These contracts are written in such a manner that they can't be broken, can they?
Right, right. And they go into an area where there, for example, is no zoning. And so that would seem to be a good thing, but then they can come in and put these things without asking anybody. So they know all the tricks of the trade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jim, we got a caller here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry.
Yes.
There you are.
I'm on now. Jim, I think that some of what is called tinnitus in people, because I hear this noise all the time now, except one day it was in, it's been more than a year now, but I live in the country and frequently, well, not frequently, but once or twice or three times a year, you know, the power goes out, and it's because they're working on the lines for some reason or another. And I noticed one time when the electricity was off, I stopped hearing it, this noise. So I think it actually is coming through the power lines. You know,
right.
I have.
It's activating your hearing, the receptors in your ear, and creating this noise. And so there are people who they're now talking about this causing early dementia, causing other health issues because of this basically tinnitus, which is this ringing noise in people's ears.
Right, and I've got a cell tower to the east of me and one to the west of me, both approximately a half mile away. But I believe cell towers have battery backups. It's, you know, when the electricity goes down, I don't
they
know
do.
That for. So,
they do.
But yeah, anyway.
Batteries and generators, both.
Yeah. So, okay, that's all I had. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Call number 512-248-8252. Go ahead, Jim. What direction do you want to go next?
Well, it's very difficult to get any place in a developed country like the United States. It's very difficult to get away from electromagnetic noise. And then, of course, people have their routers and things like that in the house. When I do recording now, I'm picking up some electrical noise, and I actually have to go in and cancel it out. It's easy to do. There's some noise getting picked up. It's a 60-cycle hum, so it's from the electric wiring.
Right, right.
But I don't know what's...
My Friday guest, Dr. Huff, he's having everything put in metal conduit. And I know myself and my wife, we shut down the router when we sleep and make sure the Wi-Fi is turned off.
Right.
So you get a more peaceful, more restful sleep. That's becoming a bigger issue all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So electromagnetic noise, it's health affecting, and it has these side effects depending on the person. I don't think I'm personally very affected by things like that, but I know people that are. It's a very individual thing.
Yep, it is. I know individuals also, they walk into a building where Wi-Fi is active, they can hear it. It's I'm not one of those people, but there are people apparently that can do that.
Yeah, so it's, the whole modern society, the way it's structured, and now they're coming out with 6G and 7G and 8G, they're already in the works. But 5G was the one that was really bad because it's very short range, so they have to have many more transmitters and receivers all over the place to create the network.
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal was. I'm not sure. People could be on the internet, listen to music, watch movies with 4G perfectly with no issues whatsoever. Why would they spend the money to go to 5G when everything worked perfectly with 4G? Why would they do that?
Well, it's just typical technology, but also everybody has to run out and buy another $1,000 phone.
Aha. Okay. Well, that would be a strong financial reason there, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and those phones, they get them for nothing.
Right.
Or the tablets or whatever. They get them for, it's just pure markup.
Oh, I know. I the brand I got is a mil-spec Okitel. It does everything a $1,000 telephone does for just a couple hundred bucks. And it's mil-spec. You can drop it on concrete. Doesn't hurt it. And it's put it underwater. Doesn't hurt it. Very nice telephone for not much money.
It's only been the last 100 years that the human populations have been exposed to electromagnetic, and there are people who have done studies that with the advent of every new technology, there are health issues.
I've seen that, yes. One of the interesting, there's a TV series titled 1923, and it's interesting to see the introduction of technology in Montana in that period of time, electricity, running water, and automobiles and so forth. That was a fascinating period of time to be alive when all the technology was just happening, wasn't it, Jim?
Right, exactly. But there, again, that was low frequency, low power, and typically, you know, it was not very, not like today where you have it everywhere. It was just pervasive.
Absolutely. You going to be making any archaeological trips in the near future, sir?
No, I'm just going to kind of hang out for a while.
Okay.
And I've got some projects that I'm working on, which take pretty much all of my time.
All right.
And I'm doing things like archiving getting all of my work in order and things like that, working on this project of getting all of my books printed in a common format, you know, things like that. So that's what I'm working on.
Those are all good projects, worthwhile projects. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. A lot of controversy over whether Joe Biden will or will not run for president, isn't there?
You mean the fake Joe Biden?
Yeah, the fake one.
The long earlobe Joe?
Both of them. Well, if one runs, the other one, they'll both run. We have a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, it's time to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
John, for a while I've had a sale on the MR5 whole house water filter, and that definitely will end Sunday. And so I encourage people, if they've been sitting there thinking about getting a water filter, now is the time to act, because it's a right. significant discount.
Right.
There's a link from your page to my page, as right. water filter page, and also the replacement filter elements for the gravity feed. Those are not on sale, but because those are typically a fast-moving item.
Right. Right.
But anyway, link up with John's page there. You can click on that. And then John is an affiliate So that gives him a benefit also.
Right, right. Well, spill of dioxin in Palestine, Ohio, has affected literally millions of people downstream and downwind. Bathing in that water is just as bad as drinking it, isn't it?
The idea of that toxin going through your skin or you're breathing in the vapors, just horrific. So anybody in that region or all the way up to, in fact, as far as I'm aware, it went, the cloud when it was burning went all the way up to Toronto.
Right.
In the Canadian cities up there. Then it swung east and then south. So it's not just the runoff into the water system. It was that burning that sent toxic gases all over the northeast United States, all the way down to Kentucky.
That's right. So be advised, if you want to be healthy and have a long, healthy, productive life, you need to have clean water to drink and to bathe in both, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing that most people miss, and they think, oh, the water coming out of the tap is clear, but it's probably one of the biggest investments in your health you can have.
Absolutely.
Have a water filter.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for being with us as always. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. All right, top of the hour break coming up. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us and get updates from Jeff on the things that he is expert in, which is primarily the international commerce conspiracy, which has many tentacles, things that you may not even think of have been affected by the international communist conspiracy. All right. Thursday, we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us, and, of course, Tom Berryhill and Kirk with to talk about the events of the day. Friday, I hope we have Dr. Huff. Dr. Huff has a lot of conflicts these days, but hopefully Dr. Huff will be with us Friday also. Okay, I got this top there. Break coming up. Oh, here we go. Breaking news. Robert Kennedy Jr. Did a presentation at Hillsdale College. It's linked at Liberty Daily, The Liberty Daily. Exposes event 2201, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and evil plotting of the COVID scamdemic. Very important 5-minute and 36-second video. I encourage everybody to watch it. I haven't seen it myself. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.